I would just kind of give it up in the sense of like, oh, we're going to be offensive. Why? Because you talk about eating asses, or because you talk about, you know, swapping cum or having sex with your sister, you know?
You know, I wish Peter Noriko would have made that intro a little longer to that fucking song.
So, I was eating my sister's ass today.
I'm swapping with my cousin.
That's not funny.
All right, I was come swapping with your cousin.
There you go. It's the cousin part that makes it funny.
What about my uncle?
That's just sad.
What if it was my cum?
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
So how you been?
Never better. How have you been? I've had a good week. No, not for any better, particular reason. Just
better a lot of other times in my life.
Oh, that's too bad. We'll try to keep it light today then, for your sake.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's not.
Yeah, usually we're pretty heavy, you know.
Let's see how long we can go
without
talking about rape, racism, cussing, lesbians, feminism, Mexicans.
Why Mexicans?
Why'd you laugh at the word Mexicans?
Because it's funny that you put that in there. Rape, Mexicans.
Whatever.
Whatever yourself.
All right. So, big week for me this week, podcasting wise.
Yeah, yeah.
I am right now. You can hear me now. You can hear me. You can hear me on Po' Boys. With that motherfucker Jody B. I don't know. I've talked to him like, I don't know, a dozen times, I think. I need to know where this motherfucker came from.
I think
he nicknamed himself.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think so too. It sounds cool. He's a motherfucker.
And WATP.
WATP. I was happy to see, speaking of WATP, I was happy to see that they republished the episode that got them in trouble, that they took down, you know?
Oh, yeah, so was I, because, you know, I don't have enough fucking hate mail the way it is.
Right. Did any more start rolling in?
No, not from that. But I think he's missing another episode, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he took down two, but I couldn't remember correctly. But anyways, I was happy to see him put that one back up, and I actually listened this week to his show. They covered last podcast on the left, which I never listened to that show, but it was actually pretty funny. They talked about something that was very, very interesting to me. I think that's what made me click on it. They talked about Hannah Gadsby and Nanette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you listen to it?
Yeah. No, I haven't listened to it. They brought it up when I was recording with them today, though.
You should.
Yeah. It's not... That's that show you tried to get me to watch, right?
Right. I really wanted to talk about it when it first came out on our show, but...
I think that was one of them things I moved to the, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we talked about this before, but you had put a couple articles up like a couple weeks in a row on our Trello board about sex robots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is stupid, man. I don't want to talk about this. And then there wasn't a fucking podcast that wasn't, even true crime podcasts were talking about sex robots.
Oh my God. I'm ahead of the curve. You just need to trust me once in a while. I think I get a sneaking suspicion. I've gotten this my whole life. When I recommend anything to anybody, they just write it off immediately, especially music. If I recommend music to anybody, they just literally write me off. And then like a month later, they'll be like, hey, have you heard? I fucking told you about that a goddamn month ago, and you didn't want nothing to do with it. So I'm used to you. You've been doing it forever. I'm used to it because...
You know, one of the things that happens to me is if there's a bunch of hype around something and somebody says, you need to watch this, I'll refuse to watch it. I don't know why. It's something internal.
Mm-hmm.
But
that seems backwards. I mean, depending on who's hyping it up. I mean, if it's people that you like and that you respect their opinion, why would you not?
No, I mean, like blockbuster movies, right? When when it starts showing up everywhere,
yeah,
I just won't watch it.
Oh, just because?
I don't know. I just said I don't know why. I just know that it's part of me as a man.
Hmm.
I do that and I punch people.
You know what's part of me as a man? My wiener. That's all I got. That's the kind of comedy I got. That's what I bring to the table. No wonder people write me off, right?
Oh, what else we got? Let's see. We had... we were talked about on another podcast, and I made a note about what they were talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
About us. About us. And I can't remember the fucking show. I know who said it. It was Man Brain.
Oh, okay.
Dave, I think his name is.
Does he have more than one show?
Who, Man Brain?
Yeah. You said you don't remember the show.
He was on somebody else's show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was on, yeah, I knew who the fuck it was. It was Married AF.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm.
Cool.
You never even listened to them, have you?
Nope.
Then how can you go, hmm?
What do you mean? It's like you never met me before. I don't know if they listen to this show or not, so fuck it. I saw pictures of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Not going to listen.
At least you're not judgmental.
Nope.
Anyway, so one of the things that, and we've heard it since we've started the show,
mm-hmm.
He didn't talk about us being funny. He didn't talk about us being interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All he said is that we have a lot of pauses in our show. Mm-hmm. That
was all he said, literally?
Yeah. I mean.
That's weird. Sweet. Now I know fuckers. We can pull that off without planning it.
Yeah, that was perfect. All right.
Yeah, so fuck you. If you don't like the pauses, edit our show. I don't give a fucking shit. Suck my cock. I don't care.
If you don't like our pauses, edit our show.
Yeah, I don't. Anytime somebody that
but
listens,
don't put it out. Just edit it for you to listen.
Yeah,
to.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So anytime somebody that listens to our show complains, I don't fucking listen. Then I don't I just donate on Patreon and shut up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I really do want you to listen. I'm just kind of being an asshole. I don't know. It is annoying, actually, when you're listening to a podcast and there's a bunch of pauses. I get it. It's annoying. We just, let me say, I don't want to speak for you. I just don't care enough to edit them out.
Well, if you go back to episode, I'm guessing here, 35.
Yeah.
There's no pauses.
Yeah, because we used to edit our show and it took fucking hours and not interested. It takes hours to record it. I don't have hours to edit it.
So what if that's the trick to get us to the next level is putting in work?
Depends on what that work is. If it's editing, I don't think so.
I'm good at this level.
Yeah, this is good.
I'll just keep collecting my $30 a month on Patreon. And...
So, all right, so here's the deal. If editing will bring us to the next level, the first thing we need is enough Patreon subscribers to cover the cost of somebody else editing it. So we need to get to that level and then worry about the next level.
All right. So we first have to get to the level that will get us to the new Patreon subscribers that will get us to the level to get an editor to get us to the next level.
Right.
So what do we need to do to get to that level?
No more pauses.
But if we have no more pauses.
Oh, fuck. I just shot the whole thing in the foot. How about better content? Let's hire writers. How much do you think a writer costs? I mean, a good one.
Like at least $14.
Sweet. How about half a writer?
That's $18.
Wait a minute. Let's go to Fiverr and hire a writer. See what that's they come, fucking, that's see what beauty. They come up with. We'll just read it straight from the fucking script.
Hello, friend.
How are you doing today?
I am excellent podcast promoter.
Casper Mattress.
Those of you that don't know, when you have a podcast and a Twitter account, there are hundreds of people on there, I'm assuming from Bangladesh. I'm assuming they all live in the same place. The same room.
The same room.
And they constantly send you messages about asking you to promote their podcast. And they all start the same way. Hi, I am excellent podcast promoter. So that's just one of the many benefits of having a successful podcast that has heard the world around.
So, okay, wait. So he didn't mention... What the fuck was that? Hell was that? So he didn't mention anything about us being funny or interesting...
No.
I'm not saying that he should. I'm asking why does he listen? That I think that maybe that's how we get it to that level. We figure out why people are listening and give them more of that.
But what if they're listening because we're the joke?
That's what I assumed from the beginning. I mean, maybe not you, but me. I mean, you're like, you play the, what do they call it? Gay man and I play the straight man or something? I don't remember what it's called. Straight man, and what's the other one? The bad guy?
Bad
cop, straight man. Can I be a bad cop and still be a straight man? No?
So, you know what? Maybe we should take a pause and you can go get something to drink.
What? Yeah?
Let's see. You annoy me when you're drinking. Mm-hmm. And you annoy me when you're sober. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that it?
Yep. That's all I got. I don't know if there's any other. Did you listen back to last week's show?
No.
Okay.
No more pauses, damn it. Was I supposed to?
I was, because you were pretty drunk by the end of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. I was just wondering if you went back and listened to that trivia shit that we did.
No, it wasn't
and
funny.
How stupid it sounded.
Oh, it wasn't funny?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I was there. Why would I go back and listen to it?
Did anybody say it was really bad?
Just people just said you're stupid.
I mean, I am. But I okay.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you want from me. I never claimed to be smart. I don't.
Have you? I haven't even checked. Does we have merch still around?
No, that guy died. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I know, but I didn't know if they took down the website yet.
Oh no!
Isn't that what happens when he dies?
I'm pretty sure his wife is still grieving. She doesn't have time to take down the website. Oh, we better get that website down. He's not even in the ground yet, but we got to get the website down. That's priority number one. We got to get these orders fulfilled. Yeah.
You know what? You know what you need to think about, man brain? is that these moment of pauses, or these pauses are just moments of silence for our fallen comrade. So fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else, but yeah.
All right, take two. What were we going to do?
I thought they were moments of self-reflection. I'm like, why the fuck are we podcasting? Every silence is like, why the fuck are we doing this? Maybe somebody needs to go through and edit every silence with me saying, why the fuck are we doing this?
No, don't ask. You know they'll fucking do it every fucking time.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, last podcast related update, and then we can move on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say where I heard this from, but I did. So there's this group of podcasters that I interact with, mm-hmm, on social media.
Mm, yeah, super excited.
And they fuck you. Go on, tell your story. All right, so some of them, or one of them, or all of them, or whoever the fuck of them. Okay, so let's say there's 10 podcasters in a room, right?
All right.
9 of them got together and started a network called the NSFW Podcasting Network. We weren't invited.
I'm pretty sure that was a conscious decision. They sat down and said, you know, we'd love to have Doug, but I think we'd have to take Anthony too. And then it was just a hard no.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
We're too racist.
What? Who said that?
That's why they didn't invite us to the network, because we're too racist.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But I'm not racist at all.
Well, I mean, don't put it on me. Put it on me, Zipperhead.
I can't speak for you, but I'm not racist. I don't understand.
Okay, so
I freely admit to being stupid, but I'm not racist.
So where does that put us? If we're not safe for the Not Safe for Work podcast, where are we safe for?
Are you being serious right now?
I am. I'm being serious, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What do you want then? I mean, safe for work content on your Not Safe for Work network? Fucking retards.
You autistic retards. You know what? We didn't want to join your stupid cracker network anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe you did, but I could have told you that. I'm not interested. Podcast networks are gay. Can we be homophobic too? I mean, if we're going to get called racist, we might as well get called homophobic too.
I'm trying to think of the word. I challenge you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Whoever. All right. I challenge you. You find anywhere.
You better be careful here.
What?
Nothing. I'm just, I hate for your words to come back and bite you in the ass. Or even worse, my words to come back and bite you in the ass.
Anyway, so let me finish.
Okay.
I challenge you to find any chunk or bit or minute of audio of Anthony being racist.
So, okay, here's my problem with that whole thing is that you've got a not suitable for work network of comedy, but you're excluding a certain type of comedy.
Whoa. We're not racist.
No, duh. But we make jokes about race and racial stuff because it's funny. Race relations in this country are so goddamn fucked. All you can do is laugh. It's funny. But to think that we're racist because we talk about it and we can't be on your not suitable for work network, fuck off. That's stupid. I mean, maybe check yourself before you wreck yourself. God, I was going so good too.
Today was a good day.
Yeah, exactly. Jump around or something.
Is that the only ice cube thing you got?
What?
You didn't even know that was an ice cube reference, did you?
Jump around? Are you talking about today was a good day? Check yourself. No, that's isn't that somebody else?
Ice cube.
Oh, it is an ice cube. Yeah, you're right. It is. Off the Predator, right? Yeah. Yeah, I did know that. I just forgot.
And then I bounced back at you with another Ice Cube reference.
Yeah, and that's literally the only one today was.
And then you came back at me with a House of Pain reference.
Right. Yeah, so back it up. Back it in. Let me begin. Or is it pack it up, pack it in? I don't remember.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Hammer time. Damn it.
Hammer time? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Stop. I thought we were talking about real rap music. All right, we're not going down this road again.
All right.
Yeah, I think so that's... get a sense of humor, fucktards.
Yeah, you know what? We're starting the Not Safe for Fucktard Network.
Right, Not Safe for Racist Network. Oh, shit. I want to know whose decision it was specifically, or was it a Democratic thing?
Yeah, what if it was all of them?
I don't know. You're the ones that's best friends with them.
I'm not though. Obviously, I feel so hurt and alone.
Huh? That's too bad. So
the only I'm just stuck on the side of the road with my co-host, and I don't want to fucking hitchhike with him.
I don't blame you.
He's always grab ass and talking about coming
with his sister. Oh my God.
Now I could understand if they had brought up something about Bernie. That I would understand.
Really? You can't make fun of your own kids now?
Well, not to the extent that you do, no.
Why?
Not and be on a network.
What? Why?
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh. Now I understand. That was the worst comeback ever.
Bullshit. That's relevant.
Oh yeah, we're so relevant. Huh. So are they making money? That's all I need to know. Are they making money on their network? Because we'll stop doing whatever it is they need us to stop doing.
Okay. You give us a list of demands of what we can and can't talk about.
Uh-huh.
That we won't follow it. I just want to know what it is.
Yeah. You got to lay out the rules. We'll sign your contract. Wipe my fucking ass with it.
This will be Hush Your Face Part 2, God damn it. We'll make Hush Your Face look like Hush Your Face 2.
Does your daddy know you went to film school? You bring his coffee? Oh, shit. Never mind. That was funny.
I really wish I could dig up that Hush Your Face rap.
I probably have it somewhere, I'm sure.
Just to promote the network.
Just to promote the network?
Yeah, they never kicked us off for being racist.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think we're still on it.
Oh, sweet. I wonder if they promote us.
Hold on.
All right.
Talk for a second. I'm going to look it up, see if we're still on.
All right. Are you going to their website?
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know, we started off, well, we didn't really start off. We got on a website, or on a network, sorry, Hush Your Face Network, and then we made fun of the guy that started the network. He had a rap to promote the network, and we were making fun of it. And Doug says he didn't kick us off, but I think he did. I think we got kicked
okay,
off.
Okay, no. So we're technically not kicked off.
All right.
But I am on the... I'm on the website.
Uh-huh.
All right. Horribly awkward.
That's not
I
us.
I think that's gone.
Okay.
Horrible gamers. I don't think they're around. Ted and Miller, they're gone. Right. Random Ramblings with Rob, he's still around.
Okay.
Brand X Podcast, he's gone. Who's Right?
Hey, we're there.
Yeah. The Evening Radio Podcast, they're gone. It's now the Mork and Mindy Show, or whatever the fuck they're called. Jason and Mindy.
The Mork and Mindy Show. What? That's not even funny. Why am I laughing? That's not even funny.
Robin Slim and Nerdle Wells. I don't know. The Tavern, that's gone. Bro Ron News. Bro Ron, they're gone. Hoonan Show's gone. What the fuck is Success? And is anyone there? So, we're still on the network, but everybody else is gone.
We're carrying that network. Oh, that's hilarious. I think we need to start our own anti not suitable for safe for who's on that network.
I don't know. Now I got to look that up.
Yeah. Look, I want to know because I'm going to single one of them out because it was probably them. Whichever one I pick. It was probably them that made that decision.
I'm working on it. Hold on.
All right.
I'm traveling the internets.
No pauses. We got to keep the show going.
Keep talking.
I'm guessing Jody B is on there. Is that right?
Oh, right. Here we go. Our shows. Bickerbots.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. You want to promote all the shows on the network?
No,
I'm okay with it. I don't give a shit.
No, I don't care. I don't think it's promoting. No, nobody listens. We say it, so you think it's a promotion? Come on.
Yeah, it's a plug, man. Fuck.
It's just a plug. We get money for this?
There is at least four people that will follow wherever we go. All right, so Bickerbots. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
All right. We're going to decide who called us racist. That's a pretty serious allegation.
I just bleep myself.
You dumbass.
All right, Bickerbots. The hashtag no offense show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Actually, I like that show. They're cool. Mm-hmm. Off-color discussions. That's racist. That sounds racist right there.
Off-color discussions, as long as they only fit into a certain box, you dumb sons of bitches.
All right. Just the tips.
Gay.
I think that's it.
I've never heard of any of those shows.
Yeah, but you don't go anywhere.
Well, what if I... If you think they're out in my yard? What the fuck are you talking about? I never go anywhere. How far do I have to go?
On the internet, you fool.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess. Do they have
to... You know what? I know there was more... whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
I thought it was that group. I thought this was part of that group that you were in. That, that you know, Blunt Mommy and all them. Is that not right?
So did I. I don't know. Oh. Nobody tells me anything.
Nobody tells me anything.
I'm out of the loop, obviously.
So, like Married AF and Blunt Mommy and Po' Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Po' Boy was your friend.
Po' Boy is my friend.
So you're going to let them, he's going to let them call you racist and not stand up for you? That's not a friend.
And you know what? Po' Boy says the N-word like 14 times an episode. And it's the ER, not the A.
Really?
I don't know if that's true.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
No.
Never? I mean, very rarely anyways.
I very rarely do I have 15 hours to invest in one episode of a fucking podcast.
I was just curious. I didn't know if you liked it or not. So you know who Alex Jones is?
Yeah.
Alex Jones is on a crusade to discredit Joe Rogan and shut Joe Rogan down. He's been releasing videos of Joe Rogan saying the N-word and to all kinds of bad things that Joe Rogan's done.
Really?
Yes. It's pretty funny.
Is it real?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's videos. It's real. But he's a comedian. That's what comedians do.
Yeah, comedians say the N-word?
Yeah, good ones. Does that make me racist? I think people just don't understand good comedy. I'm not saying that the N-word is comedy. I'm just saying, like, just, I don't know. We're living in a time where you can't even say fucking anything, so. So I'll just keep my mouth shut, and we'll just do what we'll
I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know where I'm going either. I'm just rambling. I got nothing.
See, okay, this is why I try to control you as much as I do. Mm-hmm. Because you start off with something that is funny or interesting, mm-hmm. but it always ends with you starting off or starting the sentence in a high octave, and it just kind of goes downhill, and it's always the same sentence. I guess it's just our country's going to shit. Every time.
Yeah, perfect. What do you need me for then? You can do this show. That sounds about right.
Just look at the upside.
What upside?
All right, moving on.
Right.
All right, so let's go to our first story. This was actually sent to us by a listener in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have an official Florida correspondent. Correspondent?
We need a correspondent, it is most definitely in Florida. Florida is awesome. It's like the armpit of the world.
Okay, I think you're the one that told me this, that it's because of the laws in Florida that...
Yes.
Media laws?
Yeah, they have very easy access to information in Florida.
So you're just propagating bullshit by calling it the armpit of the world.
100%. Thanks for calling that out, though. It makes it a lot more funny when you call it out.
Does it?
No.
Oh,
well, I mean, it kind of does. I guess it kind of does.
All right. This... Oh, fuck.
This... It took me like... I read the headline like six times, and I'm like, I don't know what this means.
You know why? It's because she sent two stories, mm-hmm. The first one and the follow-up, and the one that I pulled is the follow-up.
Oh. Oh. Now I understand why I didn't understand.
All right. Wait a minute. Here we go. This is the original story.
All right.
All right. Bridges employee arrested after fathering child with a woman with disabilities, police say. An employee at a Rockledge facility for people with disabilities was arrested Wednesday after police said he fathered a child with one of the clients. Willie Shorter.
Yes, he will.
58. Of the 1300 block of Briarwood Drive was charged with lewd and
lascivious
battery on a disabled person. Whatever. Smarty pants.
Whatever.
He posted 15,000 bail Thursday at the Brevard County Jail and did not make the first appearance in court. The state's attorney's office said prosecutor Shorter was direct support staff in charge of helping care for the child. Nope. For the adult.
How did you switch those two words out? Is that a Freudian slip?
I don't know. Please describe Shorter as a caretaker, Bridges, nonprofit. What? So what? Let's get to the fucking.
Let's get to the fucking.
In January 2000.
You got to fast forward. Staff
discovered the woman who police said in a report had the mental capacity of a small child was pregnant. Four-year investigation? What?
What? It took 4 years to figure that out? It took 4 years to figure out that they had the mental capacity of a small child or that that she was pregnant.
How many fingers am I holding up, you stupid fuck? Shorter was arrested about 2 p.m. The four-year-long investigation had a number of things working against it, said Deputy Police Donna. Said the disability of the client, difficulties relating to the pregnancy, the involvement of a child, and the slow pace of DNA testing all posed challenges that slowed progress. So, okay, I don't want to read the story anymore, but what happened with the kid? I mean, it was four by the time they realized it was a rape baby, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they knew it was a rape baby right away, but they couldn't figure out who the dad was. Right? I mean, because she was disabled, so it couldn't have been consensual, right?
I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't.
You're the one with the story.
Know what the rules is for. I don't know what the rules is for having sex with disability people.
I think if it's just like an arm or a leg missing, I think it's still legal. I think it's gross, but I think it's still legal.
No, it's not that gross.
You sure?
Yeah.
You'd have sex with a chick with one leg?
Would or have?
Is it story time?
It's weird. I had sex with a girl. She had three legs. The middle one was really short, though.
And she peed out of it. All right. Our correspondent needs to work harder. Hey, you need to correspond better.
What type of person would send that show? Send that to a show?
What kind of person would talk about it on their show and laugh? Look, it takes two of us.
We weren't laughing.
I was.
At the lavicious act.
I was. It's funny.
No, it's not. There's nothing funny about it. About, he was,
wait,
black.
What? What? Oh. What? So wait.
If we laughed, it would have been racist.
Yeah. Wait. So what am I laughing at again? What part was I laughing at? Leviticus?
Yes.
So what? Wait. What part is funny? Is it funny that she was? I don't understand what part of that story is funny and why I was laughing. I already forgot. Is it just because it's so fucked up? Is that why we're laughing?
No.
Oh, that's it? You said no, like you were going to explain, but but there is no explanation.
Well, maybe this one will be. All right. So Cookie is our Florida correspondent. Cookie, mm-hmm. If you're going to send us rape stories, either both people have to be black or there can be no black. I think that's the rule to make a rape story funny.
Is that right?
It can't be inner black or interracial.
Inner black hole? What the fuck are you talking about? So what are the chances that Cookie's going to send me a picture of her snatch?
Probably a 7. I don't know. I don't know.
Out of what? Because that sounds like pretty good odds.
Out of a lot more than 7?
All right, Cookie, make it happen.
if you want to keep your job.
If you want to correspond for us, you got to play the game.
If you have any hopes of ever working in the podcast community again.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's right giveth, who's right taketh away.
Right.
All right. Let's try this story. You deserve to be raped. All right. This ought to be good.
This sounds funny. Is this about me? Because that's not funny at all.
Oh, fuck. I put this on a long time ago, I think.
No, I did.
Oh, you put this on a long time ago. Right. I don't want to talk about this.
All right.
All right. So did you have an angle?
30 degrees.
There, let me know when that comes into play. Preacher carrying "You deserve to be raped" sign hit over the head by baseball bat wielding woman. A street preacher who yells anti-gay messages got hit over the head by a student outraged by his offensive speech. Glendale, Arizona. Preacher Brother Dean Saxton makes it a habit to stand outside local high schools and loudly...
What the fuck? I didn't realize it was high schools.
And loudly condemn students and members of the LGBT community. ABC 15 reports he often holds a sign that reads, "You deserve to be raped." But when he embarked on one of his unsolicited missions this month at Apollo High School, Tabitha Brubaker, 19, responded to what she called hate speech by striking him over the head with a baseball bat, according to authorities. She has been charged with felony assault. Police also charge her with marijuana possession.
Why do they have to throw that in there? Why do they got to slander her character like that?
The Bible says, this is him preaching. The Bible says it's not okay to be gay. You need to stop doing naughty, nasty things, Apollo High School. You need to stop looking up naughty, nasty things on the internet.
People are awesome.
All right. So what'd you say? 30 degrees?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I had nothing to do with the story. You just asked me if I had an angle. I thought you meant like, do you need one? Do you have one? Here you go. 30 degrees. Fucking, I don't know. No, I didn't have an angle. I just thought it was funny.
Hello. This...
Whoa.
Apollo High School.
It's is that too loud?
No.
It's time to preach. Apollo High School. Attention, Apollo High School. I am out here as a Christian to represent Jesus Christ to you guys
so
today.
So far, so good.
I realize that there are a lot of students here who are confused. You don't know Jesus.
What?
You worship Satan.
Hold on.
You worship your idols. You worship false religions. Only Jesus Christ can help you get into heaven, Apollo High School. It's not through Apollo. It's not through Zeus. It's not through Buddha.
How many people are still worshiping Zeus?
Is that in high school? How many high school kids are worshiping Zeus in fucking whatever goddamn state this is?
You know what? I think I might. I might just
start worshiping Zeus.
Yeah, fuck it. I know all about him.
Oh, I think you should.
So far, I'm with this guy. Okay, he's got somebody coming over that didn't like what he was saying.
Are you really not like it's what the Bible says.
Don't you have something better to do?
No.
You have said everything else is a fucking sin, but
he never said anything that being gay was a sin.
You can do anything else.
This dyke is the one that started it.
Did you say the Bible is the one that started it?
No, this dyke.
Awesome.
He never said anything about being gay was a sin, did he?
He said it's against the Bible.
When?
What?
In the video?
Yeah. Were you not listening?
No. Hold on.
No.
Where did he say that?
What, you want a timestamp? I don't know. In the video, he didn't say the words sin.
I'm 41 seconds in.
Yeah.
No, a minute 25 in. How far into the video was it before he?
That whole thing that he said was basically gays are against the Bible. What?
All right. God damn it.
What did you think he said?
Hold
love your neighbor?
Apollo High School.
He said, don't
Attention
worship
Apollo
Zeus.
Apollo High School. I am out
Clash
here as a Christian to represent Jesus Christ.
Okay,
you
he hasn't said anything
today.
Anti-gay yet, right?
Right. Not yet.
I realize that there are a lot of students here who are confused. You don't know Jesus. You worship Satan. You worship your idols.
Good, right?
Yep.
You worship false religions. Only Jesus Christ can help you get into heaven, Apollo High School. It's not through Apollo. It's not through Zeus.
See?
It's not through Buddha, Muhammad.
No. Nothing. He hadn't said nothing about gays.
So he's got a sign that says you deserve to be raped, right?
I'm just.
But you said you heard it.
Fake news.
You said you heard
fake
it.
Fake news. I don't care.
We could have. You made me think I was going. You gaslighted me, motherfucker.
Not on purpose. I really did think he said something bad. I swear to God, it wasn't on purpose.
See how easily influenced you are?
Me? Easily influenced? I am. You're the one. You made me go back and listen to the whole thing, and then.
No, here's what happened. I read that article.
Uh huh.
All right, and it yells anti-gay messages and all that shit. And then I played the video, and in your mind, because I said that he was anti-gay, you just took it upon yourself and started put. You said he said it through the whole video, and in fact, he didn't say it once. You, sir, are mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean? Are you? Yeah, I was mistaken.
So, do we want to hear him get hit over the head or what?
Well, of course. I thought that was the whole point of this.
All right, I don't want to listen to the 7 minutes of video.
7 minutes.
So I'll take 8 minutes to find out.
That's just
kid.
Good. That's good listening.
You don't
right
do that around kids. Don't you go on the corner down there where you're supposed to be. You hear me? These kids ain't got time for you. You know, is you sick in their mind or something? These kids don't need to see this around here. You can look all crazy as you want. Obviously, you ain't playing with a full deck. You lucky these kids around y'all. You know, if these kids weren't around here, I better knock your ass out already. I'm going to be honest with you. You need to take that shit and go somewhere else. Now, I wish you would turn that shit on and say something. I'll take your phone and take that shit from you, too.
Robin is not going to solve anything, mister. That.
Right.
Hey!
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
wow.
God.
That's what I'm telling you.
You go somewhere. Motherfucker.
I need to see that. Hey! Hey.
Oh, my God.
So okay, wait.
What?
So after she whacks him in the head with the baseball bat, and all the kids, high school kids, cheered, right?
Yeah, that's what they should have done. What would you have done, Mr. Parkland High?
Parkland High. What the fuck does that even mean? So, excuse me. So, whack this guy in the head with a baseball bat, possibly killing him. And all these.
He's not. He didn't die.
I said possibly killing him. Those kids didn't know what was going to happen. The girl that hit him didn't know. So, we have a group of high school kids celebrating that another high school kid beat somebody over the head with the bat. And that is perfectly acceptable.
So, you're victim blaming?
No. I'm not blaming him at all. What do you mean?
He's not the victim. He's the antagonist.
He got hit in the head with a baseball bat for what he said.
That was self-defense.
You're a fucking douche.
Oh, okay. So are you for his right? Do you think he was in the right to stand outside this high school with that sign?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm the douche.
So it's better that they hit him in the head with a baseball bat. That's better.
Yes.
And I'm the douche.
Why do we both just keep saying, and I'm the douche? Right. That's the name of the episode.
That's right. So what the fuck kind of world do you want to live in where people can just, I don't like what you said, and whack you over the head with a baseball bat and everybody's cool with it? I know you're just saying, that's the stupidest thing. That's so fucking retarded.
That is much better than the government trying to tell me what I can and can't say. If you are okay with standing in a crowd of people and telling them that they are going to burn in hell and you're anti whatever they are.
He didn't say that, though. You proved that, remember?
Yeah, but he had a sign that said...
see, now you're changing positions.
Whatever.
So, anyway. So, okay, wait. Back it up. What do you think about Antifa?
I'm for them.
The ones that punched the Nazis?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We went through this. I don't remember. Okay, I'm against them.
So you either believe in free speech or you don't. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Freedom of speech has nothing to do with getting hit in the head with a baseball bat.
For talking.
It has everything to do with the government being able to arrest you for what you say.
Don't be that guy, dude. Don't be that guy.
That's freedom of speech does not mean that you can walk up to somebody and call them a cocksucker and then not expect to get hit in the mouth for it. That has nothing to do with freedom of speech.
No. Not expecting to get hit in the mouth should be just a given in a civil fucking society in 2019. This isn't fucking 1865 when we have to kill people for no fucking reason. We live in a civil society, but I didn't like what he said, so I have the right to hit him with the baseball bat. Are you fucking retarded?
All right, let me know when you're done, because I'd like to counter now.
I'm done.
Okay, so if you go into a crowd of people and you just sit there with a fucking megaphone trying to antagonize somebody, you deserve to get fucking hit.
Yeah, you're wrong.
That's how the world works.
You're wrong, but that's okay. You've been wrong lots of times, and everybody's going to agree with you because they're all fucking stupid. You're all a bunch of fucking idiots.
You are so off base on this.
No.
Like, okay, so... if somebody comes up to your house, right? Okay, somebody starts banging on your trailer,
so you're switching things up, right? Immediately, you're switching things up. If somebody comes to my house,
breaks into your house and they kicks down your door, and they get in front of Bernie's face and start yelling anti-burn messages at him, saying burn cream is for fags.
Isn't it though?
You wouldn't tee off on him?
Yeah, in my house. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
You got nothing. You're either for free speech or you're against it, but obviously you're against it, so whatever. It's fine. It's the way the society's moving, so we'll just go with it.
No, fuck it. We'll just go with it. Society hasn't gotten there fast enough. It you're telling me that you think it should be okay to
talk. Yes, absolutely.
It's not talk. It's harassment.
It's not. It's not. How is it harassment? Saying something that somebody doesn't like is not harassment. It's fucking talking.
Telling somebody that they deserve to die repeatedly because of the lifestyle they choose to live is harassment. These are underage kids that just happen to have a good swing on them. They got a couple of good arms. Good softball team there at that girls' school.
No, you're now I know that you're just fucking with me just to argue with me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to think of how to word this. Like, I am okay with this instance of this guy getting hit in his head with that baseball bat. I'm okay with it. Now, the next logical step is, okay, so what if somebody says, I don't like that shirt you're wearing? Do you hit them with a baseball bat?
Yeah.
It depends what shirt it is.
Right. Right. There you go.
But I'm saying in this particular instance, you can't stand out. Okay. Not that it matters, but it was a black high school. You can't stand outside of a high school and yell things and not expect that there's going to be a backlash. And it just so happened that this blacklash was a baseball bat to the head.
I'm okay with the backlash, but to pretend that it's acceptable to hit somebody in the head with the baseball bat because of something
I'm not saying that she shouldn't get arrested. I'm saying that it's expected.
No, you're saying that the kids are cheering, and that is good. That's a good thing. They should cheer. That's what we should encourage people to hit people when they say things they don't like. And that is a fucking terrible message. And I don't believe that you believe that.
Yes.
No. You're saying it to get me to argue with you, to make me try to sound like I'm fucking irrational. But what you're saying is straight up retarded.
No. See, just for you saying the R word, you should get hit in the head with a fucking baseball bat.
Right.
We don't talk like that on this show.
Right. I wasn't really expecting to argue with you over this. I thought we were on the same page. I thought that you.
When have you ever thought that I was on the same page of the way you think that the world, especially on the freedom of speech rant you went on, one has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, you're wrong about that, but that's okay. You pretend like these other retards that freedom of speech just has to end with the government. It's not. It doesn't have to. We should live in a society that wants freedom of speech, that wants people to be able to say what they want to say.
Hey, we do, don't we?
Yeah, obviously. He just got hit in the fucking head with a baseball bat and people were cheering. So obviously we do.
Right. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they were cheering because he was saying what he wanted to say. And it just, the timing was off on the audio.
The problem with this whole, I know you're fucking with me, but the problem is that
people, I am not fucking with
people
you.
People are going to listen to this and they're going to side with you. And that is the whole problem, is that I'm the one that's crazy that people should be able to talk. That's, how is it crazy to think that people should be able to talk without getting hit in the head with a bat? How am I crazy?
Take a breath, mister. It's not, we're saying the same thing.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we are. We're both saying that if you stand outside and rant and rave and call people names, that you deserve to get hit in the head with a bat.
You are such an asshole. That was funny, though. Whatever. You know what? Fuck our listeners and fuck you, too. I don't give a fuck.
Should we hit him in the head with a bat?
Right. If you listen to this show and agree with Doug, you can fuck off.
See, there's no reason to talk like that. Listen, guys.
Hit me, bitch.
Listen, guys. he don't mean it.
No, I mean it. Fuck you.
All right.
Don't try to save face.
I'm not trying to save any parts. I don't care. I know that what. Okay. I need to back up and regroup here.
Okay.
I know that I am a logical thinker.
Okay.
I know that you are wrong most of the time. I've just got to weigh it back and forth when we have a discussion like this. Is this one of the times where you're right? Mm-hmm. And I can work backwards and forwards through the argument. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I'm saying is, if you put yourself in a position where you are going to be confrontational, mm-hmm. not everybody, you know, going into it, that not everybody has the restraint that this guy had.
Right.
He didn't make it physical. He was only making verbal spars or verbal attacks.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, when you go into a crowd, there was a good 200 people there.
Yeah.
They, the odds that if you go in front of 200 people, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. and you start attacking them on a personal level, mm-hmm. one or two of them is going to go off the rails.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with that. Yes, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, so you have to be prepared that if you're going to go into an altercation with somebody, that it will get up to a physical response.
Yep, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, so that's what I said, is you have to expect that.
Yep.
And then you started saying that I don't believe in freedom of speech and that the Confederacy was not for slavery or whatever else you were trying to ramrod down my fucking throat.
Uh-huh. So I don't have a problem with any of what you just said. The problem that I have is that there is a group of people cheering, and most people listening will agree and condone that behavior. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable behavior. Okay, people are going to be
arrested.
What?
You think they should be arrested for cheering?
No. I don't think they should be arrested for cheering, but I think there's a difference between condoning it, like this conversation we're having now, which is you're like, yeah, I understand it. There's a difference between that and saying, you know what? No, we can't cheer at that. If more people were like, no, wait, what are you doing? You don't cheer when somebody gets hit over the head with a goddamn baseball bat, you fucking lunatic. Then maybe people's minds would change to where they
don't. You're fucking retarded, man. Hey, okay. So these kids waiting for their bus to pick them up had to listen to this guy fucking a good 20 minutes of calling them names.
Yep.
and whatever.
Yep.
And somebody comes up and hits him with a baseball bat.
Yep.
You really think that somebody's going to go, boo, boo.
Do I think they're going to say boo? No. I don't understand. I don't know what your point is that you're trying to make.
Don't cheer. Boo.
See that?
They were caught up in the moment. I'm sure they felt bad about it later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't understand how you can support this, but then not support everything that Antifa is doing. It's literally the exact same thing.
Okay. I support Antifa. I've asked you before. What does that mean? It sounds like something I would support. It has a cool ring to it.
They're the ones that go around beating people up for saying things that they don't like to hear.
Yeah, I've been doing that my whole fucking life, Anthony. Of course I support that.
How is it that out of this show, I'm going to be the one that people think are stupid? You just said what the whole problem is. I've been doing that my whole life because you're fucking retarded. But I'm going to be the one that's going to be
you know who's retarded? The motherfuckers running their mouth. That's right, bitch. Right. Whatever.
You're
just a fucking pussy that won't throw hands.
Right.
Next story.
That was fun. direct all your hate mail to Doug or fuck off. I don't care.
I'm not doing it again. You almost trapped me.
I'm done with this show.
All right.
So I'm so bye. Fucking frustrated.
For what?
Because it doesn't matter what we talk about. You work it out to where I'm fucking saying something stupid, even though what you're saying is completely fucking ludicrous. And you know it's ludicrous. Next story.
All right. You asked for it. Wait a minute. God damn it.
What?
Oh, I was going to blame you for this, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's not a link, but. Hold on. Hold, please.
We don't get no pauses.
Well, then say something.
I got nothing to say. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate you guys. Fuck.
You know, we. Fuck.
What?
Well, because it's not a link in there. Now my internet's not working. I can't get to the fucking story.
Didn't you just do it, like, just now?
Yes. That's why I was so mad, is because I was just going to tell you. I told you not to put the links as the titles of these Trello cards.
Uh-huh.
And it was me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on. I can find it again, because... Jesus fucking Christ. Here we go.
That went off the rails really fast.
All right. Gun permit seekers would see social media searched under New York bill. All right. So this came up because Anthony and I were talking before we started recording. And as most of you have heard and didn't retain, I live in North Carolina. See, I just got to call everybody stupid and move on.
Oh, no, I caught it. And you're going to be the hero, just like always. Fuck everybody that listens to this show.
But you don't care, right?
About what?
Anything.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, apparently.
Does it seem like I care?
It sure does. Yeah, it's coming off like you have a little bit of care in you.
No. Well, then I'm a great actor then. I should have went into fucking acting.
All right. So this came up because we were talking before the show, and Anthony was telling me about some new laws that are coming into effect in Illinois, and he referenced this story, and I said, you know what?
At first, you're like, no. He said,
because it
no
seems so
way.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I was trying to figure out is why he.
Why I what?
My frustration was. Mm-hmm. The articles that he puts on for us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking to me or them?
Everybody. And then this gem that he just threw into conversation like, oh, yeah, so there's this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, so.
Wait. You're not going to give him the backstory? Or you just?
I thought I just did.
You're just going to leave it at that? What was my response?
We chose the summit because of the
what the fuck are you doing?
I'm tired of I'm just tired. I was gonna watch a little TV.
Mm-hmm. So what was my response?
We don't need to get into this right now.
Oh yeah, see, anything that could potentially tarnish Doug's perfect reputation,
then tell your side of the story, sir.
Nope, I don't have a side of the story.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't want to get into it. You don't even want to talk about it. What makes you think anybody wants to listen?
Wait a minute.
All right.
Nobody even knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I know. I'm just trying to move forward. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
So this is what happens 2 episodes before we have a meltdown in the show. Just so stay tuned for 2 weeks. It could be the end of Who's
it
Right Podcast.
It's always, we're always on the brink.
We did good there for like 3 weeks. But
I know.
And you know what it is? It always goes right back to the social warrior media justice type stories.
Because it puts me in a really, really, really bad state of mind. And then every time you agree with them, it just makes me even more angry.
But it makes for good content.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Prospective handgun owners in New York could be required to turn over the passwords to their major social media accounts for a search if a newly introduced bill becomes law. The bill from Senator Kevin Parker would require all gun permit applicants to allow their social media accounts and search engine history to be scrutinized for hateful slurs and terroristic threats prior to receiving a handgun permit or having one renewed in New York. If approved, the bill would allow an investigating officer, in most cases a local police authority, to obtain any login name, password, or other means necessary to review the applicant's social media accounts and search history.
So I had to check this to make sure that this wasn't an Onion story. Like this, there's. What world are we living in that this is real?
Well, I don't. So I guess when you start thinking about it, there is a good chance that there are going to be lives saved by this becoming law.
No, I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm not falling for it. Yep, I agree. Oh. Lives saved. Right. How many lives do you think?
You know, just one is enough.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I agree. Just one life. This is a good law.
All right.
If I can save one life by giving my search history, because the two are obviously related, if I can save one life, I would do it.
Right. Who wouldn't? Who in their right mind wouldn't?
Nobody. And who wants a gun anyways? Guns are just killing machines.
Well, I mean, now you're just being silly, but
no, I mean, aren't they? What other purpose do they have?
Target shooting? I don't understand the question.
What would you need? Okay, target shooting. What would you need a 45 for if you were just shooting targets? You could just use a BB gun.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah. So I think we should just outlaw guns altogether.
Okay.
then we don't have to worry about this law.
So that means nobody has to know what kind of porn I'm looking at then, right?
No. You know what? I think everybody should just have to give their password and login information to the cops anyways. Just every day. When you set up a new account, you have to have it vetted through the police. How about that?
That could probably solve a couple murders, or at least prevent a couple murders.
Yeah, and it would solve a lot of hate crimes. It would make people like each other more. Yeah, let's do that. That's a great idea. And if you typed anything...
you know you're rambling, right?
Yeah, for sure. If we typed anything that was aggressive or anything into a search engine, you're obviously a bad person, so you should just go straight to jail, right? Don't you think?
Okay. You're not going to try to... I don't even know what you're trying to do, but it's so blatant that I'm just not going to participate.
Wait a minute. If it's so blatant, then how do you not know what I'm doing? Because I don't even know what I'm doing.
This is what's called going on tilt. You're off the rails right now. You are no longer interested in doing a comedy podcast, and you are no longer
interested in saying what you think. You're interested in trying to bait me into an argument.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
How dare you?
How dare I? All right. So what do you think about this? Honestly.
Okay. Honestly.
Honestly.
Well, it's not going to be funny.
Well, make it funny. You don't think anything funny about this?
All right. What do I think? I think this is probably the dumbest thing that I have ever fucking heard of. And I can't understand who in their right mind... Like, okay, I understand that there's probably a couple fucking retards in Congress or whatever the fuck these people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how a group of people could get together and say, you know, I guess it just clicked when I said that. It's so they can get together and say, we're trying everything we can. That I mean,
you think that that's what it is?
Yes. In their mind, they think that they are doing something to solve a problem. And the problem is the mental health industry in this country. That's the problem.
You think?
The medical and what?
You think so?
Fuck. Yes. Yes, I think so. So I told the story on Suicide Solution about when I was going to kill myself.
Sure.
And I wanted to take I told the doctor, I want to take a screwdriver and shove it in somebody's jaw.
Mm-hmm.
I was very graphic in my description of what I wanted to do to people before I killed myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was in for my mandatory 72-hour hold, and then I was pushed out the door with some drugs. That was it. That was my therapy. That was my get well. That was what made me the man I am today. But
but it worked out for you. So what's the problem?
Or I just haven't got caught.
Shh. That's awesome. I tend to agree with you. I've been in a mental health facility, and my experience was similar. They just don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's either whatever. But back to this gun bullshit. I think the only thing, fuck, I go back and forth on like. Are there too many guns? Part of me says no. Part of me says yeah.
Okay, what's the part that says yeah? Why is that?
Because I think I'm falling victim to just shit that I hear and read, and
mm-hmm.
you know, there's enough guns out there for 40 of them to be in each house or whatever. And it's like, okay, so then there's 40 in each house. I don't know. Whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, what? So I guess it all depends on how you define too many. What does that even mean? Like, if you don't like guns, then one gun is too many, right? I mean,
no, I, I told you I don't have an answer. I don't know.
No, no, no. I'm just saying. I was just kind of
stop attacking me, or I'll shoot you in the fucking head.
All right. How many guns do you own illegally?
I'm gonna fucking say that. None, because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
There you go. Do you know the documentarian Michael Moore? Documentation,
yeah.
Michael Moore. He wrote an article, I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe it was a year ago, that we need to abolish the 13th Amendment. Or no, sorry. The Second Amendment. I was just going to say, that was a Freudian slip. Maybe I am racist. Maybe I don't want to be on your network anyways. So talking about that, he wanted to abolish the Second Amendment, and it was basically a opinion piece on how we would go about doing that. And it wasn't like a joke. I mean, like they are literally trying to change the Constitution to say that we are not legally allowed to have guns. Doesn't that seem strange? Like citizens, not the government, citizens.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's stupid because, like, if you could just, as they say, wave a magic wand, mm-hmm. and make all the guns disappear, mm-hmm. would I do that? Part of me says yes, because then I don't have to worry about people down the street doing a home invasion on me with a gun, but I still have to worry about it with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And not only that, I don't want to live where surrounded by cops I don't trust and army I don't, you know, government I don't trust, and they all have guns, right. and me sitting there with my magic wand just made them all disappear. That don't make any fucking sense.
Why?
Because I don't want to. Because I want a gun.
so I love guns. I think that self-defense is very, very, very important. But if there was a magic wand that got rid of every single one of them, I would absolutely do that.
It's getting rid of all of them except for the ones that the cops and the
army.
Oh
God, fuck that. There's like zero chance that I would do that. That's retarded.
That's what I just said.
No, I thought you meant like all guns. All guns, yes. All guns in my like citizens' hands? Fuck no. So I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It should have been the dumbest thing you ever heard when I said if I wave my magic wand.
No, I'm just hoping you use your magic for good.
First thing, my cock grows by 4 inches.
So it'll be 5 inches? Get it?
You know, I just realized where the silence comes from.
Huh. Where?
After your jokes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should change our format to a format.
True crime.
Obviously, we're not good at comedy podcasts. Maybe we should try something else. But
what
not,
do you want to
but
do?
Not your crime, though. Comic books. What do you know about comic books?
What about wrestling?
No, there's too many wrestling podcasts.
Oh, and there's not enough comic book podcasts?
No, comic books are cool. Let's talk about Batman or Spider-Man or Superman or Man-Man.
Sounds like a bunch of fag shit. Let's talk about Fag-Man.
We don't have, me and you don't have enough common interests to do any podcast about any particular topic.
Bullshit.
But what then?
View askew.
Oh, we could do that.
Well, what then?
For like 2 weeks. I'm talking about like long running podcasts.
What if we did a podcast, since we don't have enough that we correlate with each other?
Mm-hmm.
What if we do a podcast where what's that word?
I don't know.
Debate, where we debate each other.
Wait, should we call it? Should we call it Who's Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's debate about abortion. Go.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
I'm for your mother aborting you also.
All right. Moving on. You know how I feel about abortion.
Yeah, I know.
It's murder.
My stance has softened over the couple years since we talked about it, I suppose.
Softened like a fetus.
Or maybe it's hardened. Wait, is it hardened or softened? I don't know.
Hardened like an aborted fetus.
My stance has changed slightly.
Your stance like a fetus.
Right.
And I got nothing.
My jokes are bad.
Yeah, I'm reaching. Unlike a fetus. wait a minute. Unlike an aborted fetus. Right, anyway.
Anyway.
So what's your stance now?
I still feel like it should be legal, but I feel like if we make it fully, you know, legal, easy, all that stuff, there are women who will use abortion as birth control. Not a lot, but enough to make me say, nah, I'm not that interested in that. You know what I mean? So I don't know that abortion is necessarily murder, but I know that the slippery slope deal where, you know, okay, it's legal, it leads to what's, you know, we can abort babies up till the day they're born or whatever. You know what I mean? It leads to that. And I don't agree with that.
In all honesty, my view has went the other way.
Really?
Yeah. The argument that is posed about it being a woman's body, and I've always said, but it's a man's baby as well.
I agree with that.
But it's a man's baby that needs the woman's body to live.
I don't care.
And right, you don't care. That's the whole point of the argument.
yeah. That is the point of my. So for me, I don't know about you, but for me to argue either way against abortion is completely pointless because I have two kids. We're not having any more. It's not possible for us to have any more. So it makes zero difference to me.
What about when it comes time for your kids to have kids?
I'm not worried about it. I think that abortion laws come into play when you don't know how to raise your kids.
Oh, what the fuck?
See, you don't think this could be a comedy podcast? Come on. Only bad people get abortions. I figured I'd throw that out there and see what kind of response I got. I don't fucking know. I don't know what's going to happen when my kids start having kids. I have no idea, man. I really don't know. And that's the problem. I don't know how I feel. Everybody thinks they have to have a definitive answer on everything or they're wishy-washy. I don't have a definitive answer. I don't fucking know. It's okay not to know sometimes.
All right. That's probably the smartest thing you've ever said.
What?
That you don't have to have an answer. There's some things it's okay to not know how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I was to summarize it, but.
Yeah. But there are things where I do know how I feel.
I don't think so.
No, there are. I know definitively how I feel about free speech. That's something that's definitive.
Right, but so when you're talking about free speech, you're talking about more than just constitutional right to free speech.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about it in the way it should be talked about, not, you know, a legal standard or whatever.
Okay, so I don't think we can debate free speech.
Without defining it first?
No, just at all.
Why?
Because we both have the exact same opinion of it.
You should be able to say whatever you want?
Yeah. And expect the consequences.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
So what else is there?
What else? That I know definitively what I believe?
Yeah. So I want to debate you about something that we disagree on. You said that we don't have a lot of things that we agree on. We could do an abortion podcast.
I think we already tried that. So
no, just every episode is about abortions.
So we already tried this one too, but it came back up in the news again. Illinois just passed the $15 minimum wage.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm serious.
So the minimum wage in Illinois is $15 now?
They're phasing it in over 5 years or something like that.
No. Yeah. So that's cost of living.
6 years. they're phasing it in. So yeah.
How are they phasing it in? Like a rapid ramp up from where it's at now?
It's at $8.50 right now. So yeah, it's going to be pretty rapid. Yeah. I think it's going up like a dollar and then every 6 months. Of I don't know. I didn't look at the schedule, but I think it's over 5 years, which I don't. I think it should go to $15 right now. But actually, I think it should go to more.
Yeah, so you can completely. Right, and how is this going to help the state? How is this going to help anybody?
How does that hurt the state?
God, it's so fucking stupid.
How does that?
Because businesses are going to leave the state.
So, okay, so keep businesses here that keep people poor, or no, have businesses leave the state. Hmm. Which one's the more moral choice here? Let's let businesses take advantage of poor people and keep them poor.
Yeah, you just keep, to keep them keep in the state. Talking like that when you move your ass out of that fucking broke ass state.
Oh, I'm already making plans to move out.
See?
I can't live here anymore. Are you kidding me? It's fucking terrible. It's a fucking nightmare here.
Well, at least you can stand on your moral high ground.
Goddamn right. I don't have a moral high ground. I just like to talk shit. I mean, I think that's pretty fucking obvious.
God damn it. $15 an hour minimum wage is fucking retarded.
Why? So I honestly think that you believe that there should be no minimum wage. I think you've said that, right?
I don't know. I've went back and forth on it so many times. I don't even know what I believe.
But not 15. Not 15. I don't think 15 is enough, but.
It's because you have a unrealistic view of what minimum wage jobs should pay. That's really what we should be discussing, not the minimum wage.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely talk about that because it's not unrealistic at all. I think that you have an unreal. I don't think that you understand how much money Mr. fucking McDonald's makes. I don't know his name, CEO of McDonald's. I don't think you understand how much money he makes and how much money that actually is.
And that's not relevant to the discussion.
It's not? So all these people make not enough money to live, and the government has to subsidize their living, and his pay is irrelevant. You realize that if you don't make enough money, the government pays you because you don't make enough money. So that is literally the government subsidizing businesses to not pay their employees enough money.
I don't know what the words meant that you just used, but right.
Okay, wait. So if somebody at McDonald's makes, let's say, I don't know, $25,000 a year. I don't know what the numbers are, but let's say they make $25,000 a year. And okay. Let's say they qualify for food stamps, housing assistance, all those things.
They don't get food stamp and housing assistance.
Who?
People in high school that are making $25,000 a year working at McDonald's.
So you think that that's all that works at McDonald's is high school kids?
No, I think that's who that job's for. Everybody else should go to fucking school. Get a fucking job.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're fucking right. I'm serious. I'm tired of this bullshit living off my country. Make America great again. Build a wall.
That's exactly what you sound like. So it doesn't surprise me that you went right into that. It's literally exactly what you sound like.
You know, if that wall was up, all our good jobs would be here for the people that are working at McDonald's. So those jobs would free up for all the fucking high school kids mm-hmm. to have jobs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So because, okay, we'll go with your argument. So because
I wasn't prepared for that. Hold on.
Because a job in your mind is geared towards high school kids.
Yeah.
They should be able to pay them less, even though the guy at the top still makes enough, more than enough. And he makes all that
it's
profit.
It's an unskilled job. They should get paid unskilled job wages. That's what I think.
But who decides?
I do. All of the jobs have to run by me, and then you're either making $8 an hour or $15 an hour.
So to the idea that any job is an unskilled job and should be paid as an unskilled job is. That idea comes from people who are making millions of dollars and deciding, and then perpetrated by you, who is against your own fellow man. You're crazy.
No, I'm not against my own fellow man. I'm against, you know, slow people that have to work at McDonald's because they can't get a real fucking job.
So
you're the one that said you should burn down trailer parks.
No, that was you. I mean, I agree with you. Did I say that?
Yes.
I mean, I stand by it if I did. I just don't remember saying it. If I said it, I stand by it. See, the problem here is that I'm mixing in like a little bit of what I believe and a little bit of what I don't believe, so it's hard for people to tell. So you believe that there should be jobs that are unskilled to where the
yes.
the people that provide those jobs should be able to pay nothing because the job is unskilled, but still make all the profit that comes from that
job. I don't give a fuck about how much the people that own the business make. That is irrelevant to me. If you're a dishwasher, which I did for a lot of years, it's an unskilled job. Anybody can come in and get shown where the water is and the fucking scrubby, and they can go to work for 8 or 10 hours a day and do their shit and then go home. Almost anybody can do that.
Irrelevant.
They should be paid. What?
That's irrelevant, but okay.
But no, it's not irrelevant.
It is.
Why?
How is that relevant? So
and that's the premise of my argument. So, how can it be irrelevant?
Yeah, your argument is irrelevant. I don't understand what, like, so the money that the value that comes from that job shouldn't be placed on how difficult the job is in that position. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That doesn't make any sense.
That is precisely what the value of a job is how hard it is to do.
No, no.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Do you know why you make the money that you make? Because of the training you went through and the schooling you went through. All your work history leading up to the opportunity to go to school for the trade that you learned. That's why you get paid the money that you get paid.
I understand that.
Okay, it's no different. If it takes you 5 minutes to show somebody how to do a job, they're not going to make the same type of money that you're making.
Okay, so this is where my argument that you say is irrelevant comes into play. The money that John McDonald, I don't know his fucking name, the CEO of McDonald's, I don't know, whoever, the money that they make.
I think his name's Ronald.
Ronald McDonald. The money that they make off of the guy that flips burgers is relevant, right? That money has to be relevant. It has to come into play somewhere, right?
No, not in my mind. It doesn't.
But you're wrong. Why would it not?
Oh, okay. Then.
I mean, I'm asking you, why would you not? Why would it not come into play?
Okay, so let's say it takes. All right.
So it takes zero skill to flip a burger, but if there was nobody flipping burgers, there would be no money coming in.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have an argument here for you. Okay, $15 an hour. Let's say it takes, on average, 10 people. Okay, so let's say you start up a restaurant. Right now, you,
yep.
Anthony.
Yep.
You start up the Who's Right Diner.
Yep.
Okay. If you're going to, you hire three cooks and
I already know where you're going with this, and you're changing argument.
Let me finish. So you hire the 10 people or whatever. So right there, right off the bat, you have to make that's $150 an hour in wages you have going out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you're changing the argument, but go ahead.
Can you just let me fucking get through it? Then you can tell me how I changed it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'm fucking trying. Shut the fuck up. So you try to start this restaurant and you have to pay all these people $15 an hour. You're not going to make it.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you still think those people starting off that business should have to pay $15 an hour minimum wage?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a tough one.
Okay, so then you think that it should your wages that you have to pay should be based on your profit margin?
No, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know that you're changing the argument, which I knew you were doing from the beginning. Because
I'm not
because
changing
you,
the
because
argument.
You are. You can't win the argument when we're arguing about McDonald's. So you change the argument to me starting a business.
It's because your argument should be valid across every business, not just
why.
The biggest one.
Why?
Because you wouldn't have a law for McDonald's and then a law for everybody else.
Why not?
It's common fucking sense.
No, is it? Maybe that's the problem, that your common sense doesn't make any sense. So a business that is predatory, like McDonald's, that...
How are they predatory? They give you a fucking employee discount.
I'm telling you that if McDonald's pays you whatever they pay you, and then you have to go to the government to make up the rest because you don't make enough to live. That's the government paying McDonald's. Do you not understand that?
Okay, but then you got to take it to the other end of the spectrum and say that it's okay for them as well. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay for who?
Them.
I missed what, I don't understand what you're saying. What's okay for who?
That it's okay for them.
Oh, that clarified it. Now I understand. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you because I agree with you that it would be tough for small business. But because it would be tough for small business, we should let McDonald's be predatory. I can't get behind that.
Right. And because McDonald's is predatory, we shouldn't eliminate the chances of small businesses starting up to be the next McDonald's.
I think you're fighting my argument for me there.
Why don't we just get rid of all businesses? That would help.
Yeah. It's pure fucking socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it. Stupidism.
All right. Man, I was worried we weren't going to have anything to talk about.
This is a fascinating conversation. I would like to dive more into it. But
well, all right, let's wrap this up and we will head over and finish up. If you want to hear us talk about economics some more, head over to our Patreon.
Neither one of us know anything about economics. Let me tell you that first of all.
But I wonder if we could, what if we were to say we're going to continue talking about it on Patreon until one of us agrees with the other?
Oh, no, I can't agree to that.
I was just trying to tease to get people to come over and subscribe.
Yes, listen to us until one of us agrees with the other.
No, that's not what I said. All right. I guess we can say thanks to our sponsor, Flattest Flute. I thought I had another
done with them. I mean, if you want to sponsor the show.
I thought I had another sponsor lined up,
but
you know, he's interested in us. He wants us to do copies, and I don't want to do copies.
What's like where we just read what he writes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And if you do that, I'm cutting it out in post.
Well, you don't edit, so I'm not worried.
There you go. I would for that.
He was going to pay us $150 a piece each episode.
Really? I'm back in.
Give me something to read, bitch.
I'll read it right fucking now.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to.
I got no interest in that. We either do it on our terms or we don't do it at all. We're not going to get rich doing it.
And if you listen to every sponsor that we've had so far, doing it on our terms means we don't do it at all.
Right. So give us free shit.
Send us your free shit and then we'll badmouth it for an episode or two and we'll never talk about you again.
Right. That's my problem is that these people, we literally say, we just said it right now. And I guarantee you, we will get more people to send us free shit. They don't even listen. They're so stupid. They don't even listen to the shows that they put their shit on. Listen to the show. You'll know whether or not you want us to promote your shit or not.
How about this? The next person that sends us free shit to talk about, we will spend two episodes actively trying to get people to not buy whatever the product is.
Perfect. Yes. So if you need that.
And we will give promo codes away to their competitors.
Right. So if you sell too many of whatever it is you're trying to sell.
If you can't keep up with your inventory.
Yeah. That we're trying to help on the back end.
All right. Let's get over, record our Patreon while we still got some energy.
All right.
And I feel like there's something I needed to say, and I don't remember what it is.
Nothing. We didn't talk about any of this shit on the board.
All right. All right. Bye.